I'm Nicole Walton. You are listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU FM Marquette. And in the studio, Dr. Rob Engelhardt of the NMU Music Department. Thank you for joining me.
Good day to you.
And we have some special guest stars in our booth here this afternoon, the Acropolis Reed Quintet. Now, what does it mean to have the school have somebody of this caliber, a group of this caliber at NMU?
We're very fortunate to have an entity called the Serial Endowment for the Music Arts, which provides funding for special events like this that are geared at exposing NMU students to art and classical music, and to provide them with a high-level performance opportunities to see these events and experience them. So one of the things they've done for the last couple of years is sponsor a week-long residency by a nationally known group. And the Acropolis Reed Quintet has just been a wonderful delight and perfect choice for Northern. And they've been here all week, visiting classes, playing in public spaces, and interfacing with our music students in many different ways. So they've had a terrific impact on a lot of students.
Speaking of students, they will be performing for the students. Tonight. Could you tell me a little bit
about evening, that? This evening, Friday evening, they'll be doing a concert at 7:30 p.m. in Reynolds Recital Hall, which is free for all NMU students with ID. And it's actually restricted to NMU students, we won't turn anybody away, but they would have to pay. But it's intended as an event for the NMU students as a highlight of this residency. And then on Saturday evening, for all the rest of the people who aren't NMU students, there's a so-called public concert, where there's a regular ticket price available on Easy Tickets. So Friday evening, 7:30, and Saturday evening, the repertoire will be a little bit different, but pretty much the same concert for both groups.
And tickets are available at NMU Easy Ticket outlets.
Right. Adults are $15. And there's a student price as well. Makes it quite reasonable to bring young folks, too, because I think they really enjoy this music.
Okay. Well, without further ado, let us hear from the Acropolis Reed Quintet. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
That was really wonderful. This is Matt. Matt, why don't you tell me your full name and what you play?
Sure. I'm Matt Landry, and I am the saxophonist in the group. So primarily play alto saxophone in the Reed Quintet lineup, and then some soprano saxophone as well.
Why Reeds?
Well, why not, I guess. It makes just as much sense as anything else. The Reed Quintet started about 30 years ago, so around 1985. And it started actually in Amsterdam. And there was a group of young Dutch musicians who were playing in an Amsterdam prep conservatory. And there was a very adventurous saxophonist named Raf Hekema who wanted to start a reed ensemble. And originally the idea was that the consort of reed instruments, because of the unique dexterity of all the instruments having woodwind qualities, and then the combination of the similar way that they begin notes with the reed and the kind of timbres that they combine, so sort of having homogeneity to it, but also each reed instrument having its different colors, would just really appeal to them as a way to recreate other older music. So they would play orchestra music and piano music. We just played a piano piece. And since we started in 2009, we've done a great deal of commissioning. So we took it upon ourselves to start to create a new repertoire for Reed Quintet with the hope that it will, you know, one day become a new paradigm, similar to the woodwind quintet, string quartet, mm-hmm. and the like.
So let me see if I've gotten all these instruments correctly. The oboe, the saxophone, bassoon, a clarinet, and bass clarinet?
That's correct. Right. So we have good job.
Thank you very much.
So the bass clarinet and the bassoon serving as the primary bass instruments, but both those instruments also have tremendous treble qualities as well. So it just depends on what the music's asking for. And then the clarinet and the oboe being, I suppose, primarily melodic instruments, and the saxophone doing pretty much whatever it needs to do.
So what's been your favorite part about doing the residency here at NMU?
I think it's been our ability to connect with general students at the university in addition to music students. We go all around the country and are often asked to do workshops with music students at music conservatories, at liberal arts colleges, but we're rarely asked to give public performances and pop-up performances and perform in general ed classes, so psychology students, chemistry students, all those sorts of things. And they've really, really come to like our music quite a lot and are being introduced to classical music, some of them for the first time. And so that's been a really great joy for us. And the concert that's 7:30 tonight at Reynolds Hall, like Rob said, is just for students. And we hope to see a lot of those non-music students there to take this in.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. It's going to be two wonderful concerts. Friday at 7:30 at Reynolds Recital Hall for the students. Saturday for the general public, also 7:30 at Reynolds Recital Hall. The Acropolis Reed Quintet. Do not miss them. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.